Hey, it's the Fans of Manda, Stephen Anthony, and I feel, as Elvis would put it, I feel quite lonesome. It's been the most amazing few days, well, 10 days almost, with Jeff and Laurie. Some people come into your life and you're glad that they came into your life, some other people come into your life and you love the fact they're in your life, and then there are others. And they touch you so deeply that you can't put it into words. And that's how I feel. This morning, it was such a shame because the taxi actually arrived early for them. And Kim, my mum's husband, was going back with them to make sure that all the, you know, booking side of things was sorted this end. And the assistance was there. And the taxi arrived, as I say, a bit early. And I was saying to Kim, like, tell the taxi to wait. But Kim today also has a meeting in London, so he was taking the same cab. And he was a bit nervous, I think, about his meeting that he's got today. It's a big deal, but that's another story. And so he was going, and then really need to come now. And I was like, but the taxi's 15 minutes early. And what it was I wanted, you know, just the last moments. And it seemed to sort of just come and go then. It was like they had to sort of quickly get themselves sorted, and they did, you know, as calm can be, which Jeff and Laurie are. To give you an example, just how cool and calm these guys are. They get on a plane to Amsterdam, so flying through the night, then from Amsterdam to Birmingham. Then when they get to Birmingham, they know they've got a four-hour journey to Devon, only it was a five-hour journey because of a traffic accident. And yet they're chatting away to us. And I thought, well, once we get to Devon, they'll be ready to go to their hotel room. So they was taken to their hotel room, and 7:30, I said, you know, good night and I'll see you in the morning. And at this point, they've been awake way more than 24 hours. And anyway, about 7:45, I go and knock on my hotel door, and it's Laurie saying, do you want to come out and play? And so I went, and we were chatting, and Jeff was talking about all kinds of things. And of course, Jeff loves his technology, and he went, have you seen, you know, these isolating headphones by Bose before? And he was showing me them. And just briefly, they're incredible. There was a fan on in the room. So I put these headphones on, and I can still hear the fan quietly in the room. You press a button on the side of the headphones, and the fan disappeared. I don't know how they work, but they are just incredible. The time, I can't go into the criteria, because it just had so, so much. And I don't want to miss anything out. All I can say is, it seems like a day ago they arrived, and, you know, 10 days later, they've gone. It was like a blur. The whole thing was like a blur. I am absolutely, you know, I feel honoured, and I feel really blessed that I had the chance to meet Jeff and Laurie. And I know Rob and Joe Fishwick met them, and I know they feel the same. They're the kind of people, when they're in your life, they touch your life. And I really, really am pleased that I was able to steal a few moments with them. And if I can get away with it in the future, I'm going to be stealing some more. It was a real pleasure.